Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. It is March 32nd. No, I'm kidding. Finally, we have reached escape velocity from March, and it is now April 1st, 2020. I'm here with two wonderful guests today. I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi there. Thanks for having us.
I'm glad you're with me today. Also today, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
Hey, good to be here.
I like an enthusiastic hey. Let's start with, I sort of made a little comment there at the top about the current times. And someone else has made comment of the current times. And Charlotte, this was something that you wrote up about Apple and their iPhone release schedule.
Right. So we know normally we see a new iPhone kind of around September time, right? Mm-hmm. And so in normal circumstances, totally fine. But obviously, in the current circumstances, that it is a bit more difficult. So obviously China, the first thing is China had was hugely hit by the coronavirus outbreak. All sorts of factories were closed and so on. Now, China says that that has been restored. Mm-hmm. But there's obviously now issues within Europe and will be for a number of months to come. Mm-hmm. So the question is, should Apple be selling, creating and selling a new model of iPhone in September when it could wait till, who knows, even if it was November or December, pre-Christmas, who knows? But and the point is, I'd rather have some sympathy with the idea that they don't need to do it now, certainly not in September, mm-hmm. while at best the world will just be recovering from the outbreak. And you don't know the finances of people and how comfortable they are spending money on something like an iPhone. So I think, and sorry, just to add to that, we could have a brand new iPhone 9, SE 2, whatever you want to call it, this week.
That's true. Yeah.
This weekend is when it's apparently coming. So, I just don't quite, I think Apple are placing a very fine line, is what I would say.
Okay. And Brian? Sorry to get too technical on everybody just there with Brian's highfalutin language around this.
Here's the thing. If Apple can safely make iPhones, it should release them. If it cannot safely make iPhones, it should wait until it can. If that means it's delayed, that's fine. This notion of whether or not the company should artificially suspend development of new products or the release of new products simply because we're in a crisis, to me, is it makes zero sense to be polite about it. Makes absolutely zero sense. I mean, here's the counter argument to what Charlotte just said. That is simply that some people, it'll give them something to look forward to. It'll give them shopping therapy. They'll be excited about being able to get a new iPhone, a little bit of normalcy in the midst of all this other chaos. But even that still doesn't even matter. If they can make it safely, release it. And if they can't, don't. End of story.
But so, yeah, some people will be really looking forward to it, and there'll be another thing disrupted. But also people, but there are going to be people who would normally do that and are now unable to afford it. It's almost better. And I just think in terms of PR, it just doesn't look very good. As the world recovers, you've got Tim Cook on a stage waving £1,000 device around. I just don't think it looks very good in terms of PR. I don't think sales will be anywhere near what Apple wants. And yes, I'll have an excuse, but that doesn't particularly help anyone. There's no 5G isn't. We're assuming, that the new iPhone will be a 5G one.
Mm-hmm. I'm not assuming that.
There will be at least, I think, by almost all assumption and information, there'll be at least one model of a new iPhone that will be 5G capable.
Yeah, I'm not assuming that.
Okay.
I mean, Apple always lags behind.
Indeed, but I would be hugely surprised if there wasn't at least one model of the next iPhone that wasn't 5G. And anyway, that means it's less important to release it because there is no, you know, progress on the 5G network development in the US.
Are you telling me some people might have their feelings hurt if Apple releases a new phone, so Apple shouldn't?
No, I'm saying more. I don't think many people are going to. I think a dramatic number of people will be unable to buy it. I think the setback on a 5G network, even if there's only one version of the device, will be substantial, make that less worthwhile. I think the number of people who are able to afford it will be dramatically reduced.
But Apple can make those decisions. Apple has access to a lot better data than you and I do.
Sure.
And I'm going to come right back down to what I said before. If Apple can safely manufacture this thing, do so. And if you can't, don't. It's the end of story. There is no metagame here. There's no metagame for Apple to be playing and deciding whether or not people's feelings are going to be hurt or whether or not it's even going to be aspirational. Either direction, there, it doesn't matter. They're a business. They've got a job to do.
No, you see, there's also, I think you're underestimating the PR element. Now, I understand why you don't make that decision now. We do not know come August or September what the world will be like. I totally appreciate that. You know, that's 6 months down the line. Things could potentially move very quickly and improve very quickly. I do appreciate that. I think if things are anywhere near like they are now or only just recovering, it looks, for all the good Apple has done, will look very careless and very inconsiderate. And I think even if you held it back to October, November, just to help this situation pass even more, mm-hmm. that would be better than insisting it's September, right as people are recovering. And people, you know, it might give people more opportunities to actually buy the device and be settled back into work and settled back into regular life. I just think Apple has to play this one very, very carefully.
Well, and we've seen that already. There are people that are talking about the wisdom of Apple releasing a MacBook or releasing an iPad, which they just did recently, both of those. we have seen we've seen people discussing whether or not it was a good idea for them to have done that at all at this moment. We've seen that.
And that discussion is gone and no one cares. And
I'm just saying it was a thing that has been noted.
But the iPhone is a lot more high profile.
But you right. know what was also noted was the fact that iPad sounded like a female hygiene product. And so that was a terrible, that was a really big deal for a little while. Right. I mean, the iPod name was wrong, too. There are lots of things that get discussed.
No, it's not. It's not about that. There is a very big difference between the iPads and MacBook Airs, I think, than the most high profile event to most normal people, which is the iPhone.
Right. And I'm not saying whether I'm not coming down on either side of that argument. I'm just saying it was a thing that I saw happening in some circles, like, is it really a good idea to put out a new laptop and a new iPad? So obviously it didn't go very far, you know, because it wasn't ever a conversation we had here.
Yeah, I bet the sales haven't gone very far either.
Yeah, but that's like I said, that's a thing. And let's look at this from the other side. Brian's premise is that if Apple can, they should. And what if they can't? What does that look like?
It'll be fine.
Like, do you think it should be delayed, or is it just there is no 2020 phone, or what?
Should or shouldn't. It is that, well, there's no should or shouldn't in terms of artificiality. Right. Apple should release a new product if it can make it and make it safely. And Apple should not if it cannot.
Mm-hmm. OK,
that's it. That's totally it.
So you mean more like until they can, Like, if they can't now, then when they can, do it then.
Yeah, if they have to delay it until October or November or December or January or February, which a significant delay is possible from the standpoint of some component. I mean, because like Charlotte actually mentioned that Apple can make this decision later. But the reality is that now is about the time that Apple starts ramping up production for these things.
And we know that's happening already. There's been reports that I've covered of basically suppliers saying, we're here, we're waiting. We just don't think that lots of people are going to buy them.
Yeah, that makes some sense. I agree with Charlotte that those...
If Apple releases this and it doesn't sell in the usual numbers, okay, not it won't be a big surprise. What would be a big surprise is if Apple sales were normal. That would be shocking, and it's probably not going to happen. Yeah. But that doesn't mean that Apple should stop doing its job.
Right. I think I can agree with you on that. Charlotte, like you said, you had said that this is a decision that could be made later, but I don't, like Brian said, I don't know how much later it can be just for some of the stuff that goes in, you know, like flash memory and things like that, that aren't particularly secret or proprietary. Like they're going to need however many bajillion screens or whatever. And those things will take time. So it's going to be a question of whether or not that's a thing that we can do.
Well, we know that stuff is already in the supply chain and in China and so on, and parts of Vietnam and Malaysia and those parts of the supply chain. We know that. That still doesn't mean you present the complete work in it. People are crowded at home. Tim Cook excitedly waving a new iPhone around might not look that great.
Well, then who said he's going to do that? It's like, I mean, this is just a bunch of worry about nothing.
So you think there'll just be a press release about a brand new iPhone?
I don't know. I honestly don't care. Not until it happens.
Okay. Well, yeah, but we're talking about what might happen.
Well, no, we're talking about what Apple shouldn't do, and optics of Apple doing something or not doing something. I mean, like I'm guessing that if Tim Cook were to hold a media event to release a new iPhone. Or even if it's just like him on stage and no one in the audience, that it would be appropriate. He would do so in appropriate fashion. You know, wouldn't be prancing.
Looks like at the time. Okay.
Whatever it looks like at the time, I'm guessing it would be appropriate. To wit, Apple just released new iPads and new MacBook Airs by press release. Didn't make a big deal about it. Just kind of because that was appropriate for the situation. And it's probably whatever they end up doing this fall or later, it'll probably be appropriate. And I bet if it's delayed, Apple would uncharacteristically announce a delay.
Yeah.
Right. Because, Apple can't pretend that that a new iPhone is an unannounced product. So we're just not commenting on it. You know, as October and November rolls around and they still haven't said anything. Right.
Right.
Wall Street will be like, where's the iPhone?
Yes.
So, you know, Apple will probably either announce it or announce a later announcement date.
Right. I would agree with that, I think. So I guess we'll have to see when that happens. We'll find out probably a little bit later this year what that looks like. And there will probably be some sort of prognostication that comes out of some move that Apple makes as part of the supply chain that we hear about from somebody later. That seems to be the way it works. Let's talk about another little bit of news that we got yesterday, which is surprise, Dark Sky's part of Apple now. Okay, bye.
Yeah, Apple has acquired Dark Sky. Typical Apple, we don't know how much the deal is. We don't know. We can assume when you read the blog on the Dark Sky website, it seems a load of staff have gone there, but we have no idea officially of that. We kind of don't know very much apart from the copyright is now with Apple because it says that on the website. And the product is now Dark Sky with Apple.
Yeah. It showed up, I believe, today on the App Store. as right. like a called out featured thing. I think it showed up today as that.
Dark right. Sky is a weather app known for its localization.
Yes, right, micro exactly. forecasting. So
and is apparent. I've never actually used it, but lots of the reviews I read, and Ryan himself has told me he seems to really like it. Seems to be a very good app. Mm-hmm. Now, I was trying to work out what I think about this, and it seems to me, and I wrote a piece of analysis on this, having gone through it that blog and a little bit more. Mm-hmm. It seems to me the relationship is going to be a bit more like Apple has with Beats than the one it has with Claris.
Okay.
As in, it's going to have Apple. It's already got Apple in the title. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's part of the bigger Apple, but at the moment seems to still be independent with independent branding. I would be amazed if things like improving the weather app, you know, the default bit of weather notice mm-hmm. on your phone isn't improved by this deal.
Right. Well,
surely
I think
that is one of the things they want to do, right?
I think yours will be because to my knowledge, and Brian, please correct me on this. There wasn't, I don't know that Dark Sky was available outside the US, or if it was, like, maybe it was Canada and that was it.
Oh, I don't actually know.
So Charlotte, the delightful thing, particularly for me as a Portland resident, is that what it does is not just microcasting, where it will tell you the weather, like exactly where you are, but it will also tell you how long. So it's going to rain in 10 minutes and it's going to stop in 15 minutes, or light drizzle in an hour that's expected to last for an hour. You know, it will give you that sort of thing. And the thing, and particularly again, when you live in Portland, the great thing about that is maybe it's not raining now, but I should take my jacket because it's going to be raining once I'm out and about.
Yeah, by the way, it's available in the UK, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
So the interesting thing about this to me is that Dark Sky is not a very Apple-like app.
Right.
So what I don't think that either Claris or Beats is the right model. I think that the right model is probably Siri, where Siri was remained available as a standalone app for, for a year after that acquisition. And then it was slowly integrated into Apple. That's probably more of the model. But the question to me is, what is Apple going to do with this? I mean, you know, hopefully they're going to take that localization and they're going to add it to their own app. Mm-hmm. And now it's going to be a very Apple-like app that has this kind of localization. But it's a super interesting move to me. And I can't wait to see what comes out of it.
Well, I think for me, the big question is, what happens to the rest of them? And I think this is the thing that gave Dark Sky appeal to Apple, is that Dark Sky data powers a bunch of other weather apps. So if you use Carrot Weather, which is my favorite, and you can set it to be R-rated with its language, as it talks about, you know, it's gonna rain again today or whatever. Carrot Weather is my favorite weather app, and part of the reason that I like it is because it's got very reliable information about the weather that's happening where I am, because I'm sort of between two weather stations. And it uses Dark Sky to power that. And there are a lot of other weather apps that are just taking Dark Sky data and then wrapping whatever it is that they want around it in order to present weather to you in an interesting way. So to me, that's the thing. Yeah, well, right. But that's the thing that I think gave Dark Sky appeal to Apple, is that they've built all this underlying infrastructure to give people really awesome weather data. It looks like, thank you, Charlotte, it is available in the UK. So the thing...
Yeah, but Apple doesn't normally do that. Like, once Apple buys a company, it tends to take everything in-house at the end.
Right. And so that's... Yeah. But that's what I'm worried about. I can see why Apple would want to pick it up, because their weather data is pretty great. But I don't know what that means for me as a Carrot Weather user that relies on Dark Sky data to give me the app that I want. So that's where
I'm at. So the API is going, I think, till the beginning of 2021. It's not having any new customers, mm-hmm. but it is ongoing.
Yeah. So maybe this turns into WeatherKit, and we hear about WeatherKit at WWDC this summer or next summer. Yeah. And, you know,
that could be.
Then you can just tap into that instead. I hope that's the case, and that it becomes something more like Shortcuts, which is like this framework that Apple gives you that that then you can do with whatever you like. And so that's like, I would like if this became WeatherKit that people could use. That would be my hope anyway. So with that, we're going to go ahead and call it for today. I want to thank both of you for being here. Charlotte, thank you so much for coming by. I appreciate you being here with me today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Also with me, Brian, thank you so much for coming by.
Womp womp.
I will hopefully talk to all of you tomorrow. And in the meantime, before we go, we just want to say, because occasionally we do talk about birthdays on the show, and happy birthday, Apple. So that's going to do it for us. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.